Ollie and Diffna, good morning, and thank you very much for having me in. I was just thinking actually a while ago, I must have reached the pinnacle of my career now. I'm a guest on the Big Breakfast.
Well, John, you know, look.
We don't open the door to many, John.
We don't.
You know,
don't,
you've made it now.
Where do I go from here?
Well, exactly that. And listen, we're sorry about the M&Ms. I know you wanted all the red ones removed there, but that just went.
We were able to organise water for them, but the M&Ms went astray, I'm afraid.
Well, speaking of which, look, I actually brought you in a little goodie bag each.
What?
Would you believe? Yep.
Is it? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Actually,
one for you.
Oh, that's so exciting.
You didn't believe me. There you go.
Oh,
one for you.
My God, John,
oh, come on. Can we set the scene here for anyone who can't see this on the live stream? There's Dairy Milk Biscoff. There's Tato. There's a proper Vitaid, lads. None of the.
No, I'll tell you. Take that out, Dimfina, and have a look at it, that bottle.
Why?
And take a look at the back of it.
And lean and green.
Have you signed it for me?
No, but if you look at all the vitamins that are in there, and you've.
We've got vitamin C, we've got vitamin B1, niacin, B6, folic acid, B12, biotin, whatever that is when it's at home, and pantothenic acid.
Yeah, now, if you keep drinking that, you'll be in fit condition to do the breakfast show for the next 55 years.
John, it's not that I'm not grateful.
There's little muesli and everything
in
here.
You take it to the light, it's a bit of, it's kind of like a, I don't know, a urine sample or something.
John, you are a gentleman. I'm
as grateful.
Lovely.
And the chocolate then, you know, we kind of, the healthy bit went out the window then.
And
we chocolate.
I believe in balance, John.
And Tato, whatever about Tato Thursday, it's Tato Tuesday.
John.
It's Tato every day in here. John, you are a gentleman.
Strawberry granola.
I know.
Yogurt.
Mm-hmm. No.
John, this is too much.
John, this is a day's food, and it's the proper Vitaids. It's the proper ones.
It is all of that.
Yeah, it's not the discount brand one. John got the good ones.
He did. And listen, we're so grateful for all of that.
Not a problem.
But seriously, John, as a man I know many years, and I have to say it was very good to me when I started on air first, all those years ago. We soldiered in the late nights. And
what year was that you began?
Do you know what? It was my first new car. I bought my first new car. It was the first time I ever had power steering on a car. I was driving down to see Billy McCarthy for an interview, a job, and I nearly killed myself over a ditch.
Because you're used to the heavy weight of feeding it through. Yeah,
and I was in a bit of a hurry, but no, I got here in one piece anyway. That was 1995.
Wow.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah, and sure, I began back in 1983, just telling Dimfina a little while ago. 1983 was my first show.
Wow.
And John, I was asking you how you got started, I suppose, because did you just wake up one day and say, do you know what, I'd maybe like to be the voice on the radio. How did that work?
Yeah, actually, I think it was probably 18 or 19, and I would have been listening to people like Rick and Jeff, you know, when WLR started off as a pirate station. And, you know, before then, it would have been kind of just RTE and maybe Radio Luxembourg at night, where you'd get the bit of pop music. Larry Gogan would have a sponsored program on RTE maybe, and a little bit of pop, and then nighttime Luxembourg. And so that would be coming and going. The reception would be all over the place. You'd be listening to something and it would kind of vanish for half a minute and come back in again.
Generally during your favourite song.
Yeah, that's it. But so, yeah, I would have been listening. And so I kind of got the bug. And all of a sudden then we had a local station and I was listening to it. And I was saying, God, this is great. Do you know what I mean? Kind of, you know, we don't have no national station anymore. You wouldn't have to listen to Luxembourg. You had a local station with local people. And I thought that was great.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at that time as well, I would have been doing discos. I would have bought disco gear, the old turntables.
Lock up your daughters, I say.
Yeah, and one of those big, heavy amplifiers. And
cancel the gym membership.
Big time. And I would have gone up to Toner Electronics up in Morgan Street, the late Jim Toner.
Yeah.
Still there, actually. Pat runs the shop now. And I would have bought a couple of speakers, and they were literally the cones of speakers, right? No boxes or anything.
Mm.
And I remember, actually, it was the school principal in Ballyduff Primary School, Randall McCarthy, who made the boxes for me.
Now,
how that happened, I don't know.
I was just going to say.
Now, the principal of my national school ended up making boxes
so
for my
speakers. So there you are in his office, listening.
Yeah,
tell me you still have them somewhere, John, do you?
Unfortunately, I don't, Dimfina. No. They're well gone.
A lot of hacking.
You might have to go visit another school, John.
They were blown, I think. They were well blown. But,
all that loud music.
And would you believe that man, Randall McCarthy, He died a week and a half ago. He was a Cork man.
Oh,
Cork man.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, a Cork man.
Yeah.
And I remember, actually, he was one of the few people I knew who smoked a pipe.
My God.
Yeah, himself and Christy O'Keefe, who lived in the village as well. They were the only two pipe smokers I knew at the time.
Hmm.
So that was that anyway. So I was doing the few gigs, you know what I mean, in the local youth club and what have you. And then when I finished school, I was up in Fanny's Cash and Carry, which was up on Keynes Road.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, they're near Musgraves.
Yes, right.
And we used to listen to WLR at the time. And I was listening one day anyway, and an ad came on. WLR were looking for a part-time DJ, so I said to
search for a DJ.
Yeah, so I said, sure, I'll give that a crack. Give that a go. And I rang up anyway. They told me you'd have to send in a demo tape, and it was literally a demo tape. It was a cassette.
Yeah.
And you had to just introduce a song or two and whatever.
So when you were making that demo tape, John, was it like years ago where you'd have to double press the two buttons and you're recording, speaking into a tape recorder? How did you make it?
Yeah, it was a separate tape recorder. You know what I mean? I brought in the disco console, the turntables, and I had the cassette recorder there recording separately. It was just kind of... I don't know how it worked, but it did. And I had to wait until about 2 o'clock in the morning until the house was gone quiet, you know, till everybody was gone to bed. And I made it out in the kitchen and sent it in. And 2 weeks later, I think it was Des actually who rang me and asked me to come in for a chat.
Wow.
Yeah. And I ended up doing a show on a Sunday evening, 5 o'clock until eight. And I got
and this
that.
Was a whole new venture. Like, this was radio proper. Mm-hmm. This
oh, absolutely.
Was,
yeah, it was a dream come true. I said to myself, how did this happen?
Mm.
And anyway.
And quite a daunting prospect, too.
Yeah. And the vacancy came up because a man called Ray O'Brien, who was a DJ here.
I didn't know him, John, but I know he's since passed on.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
But meant to be a lovely man.
So talented. And Ray was actually doing that gig, and he got a spot with RTE. They began a new show on a Sunday morning, and they were going around to all the cities and doing a quarter of an hour. So he got that. And that's how I got that show.
Wow.
On a Saturday. I remember, actually, I followed a DJ called John Craig.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And that was how it all began.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
And hasn't he a lovely voice? You know, I have to say, John, yeah. I obviously heard you before I ever met you, kind of thing, but I always admired your voice, your vocal ability.
Yeah. And there's something, but there is something, particularly in the evening times, John, actually any time, you have this uncanny ability to calm people who are listening. And that's a very powerful thing on radio, because you don't know what home circumstances people are in or what condition
such
you're finding
point.
Them. And you just have this lulling, lovely quality to your voice and a word
thank
for
you very
everyone.
Much. You're very kind. But yeah, I suppose, look, it's, you know, evening time, especially or night time, people are at home, they're kind of settled down after the day, they're relaxing or whatever. And I suppose it's kind of an intimate medium, isn't it? You know what I mean? You kind of feel you're dealing with people one-to-one. And look, at when people say nice things about you, I suppose it vindicates what you do. Same with yourselves, when people compliment you or whatever, you know what I mean? You say, well, I must be doing something right. If people are saying stuff like that about you.
Have you considered running for president? I believe there's an election coming up.
There's quite a lot of people who are...
I have no comment to make about that.
Oh. his people will talk to our people. I believe that's
actually,
the way we're going
I mentioned
it.
The politics. I was listening to the two of you on the way and you were flying it and you had the competition and a lot of people thought it was Leo Varadkar, but we all knew that Leo Varadkar didn't play rugby. He played hurling.
That was it.
Yes. Yeah.
That was exactly
the only
John.
Reason
yes,
yeah. that it couldn't have been him. Absolutely the only reason.
No.
John, well, Ollie said there that obviously he would have listened to you and I would have been the same. My parents are possibly, and I say this very seriously, they're possibly your biggest fans. And I say this knowing that there are people en masse in this county who would go to war for you, John. Right? People love you and they love you because not only are you a lovely man, but I've seen you in action. I've seen people walk up to you and say, hiya, John, would you give a request on Sunday night for such and such? You either have a pen and a paper ready to go or you just remember. Like, that's an unbelievable ability to remember names, faces, requests, and you never forget, John. And that means a lot to people.
No, it's great. And Ollie, I'm sure you get the same thing when you're out doing gigs as well. And it's great because it's kind of a training ground as well when you meet people out and about because they talk to you.
Always good to meet people.
Yeah, and they tell you what they like.
Yeah.
And I would have found discos in the early days was, well, as I said, a great training ground because you get to know people and what they like. Yeah, but meeting people out and about, Dymphna, as you said, it's part of the job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And a privilege to be a part of people's daily routine, let's say. You
That's
know,
exactly. Yeah.
Take that for granted.
We're privileged.
Yeah, big time. Now, listen, lots of messages coming in.
And
I'm going to get
you
to work.
Don't doubt it.
Going to get you to work a little bit here now, because we have a request for Rosemary van der Valk in Ballyduff. Happy birthday to Rosemary from Mam, from Fionn, from Saoirse, and all the family.
Yeah, I know Rosemary and her husband TJ and the family very well. They live in the village at Ballyduff. Lovely couple. And Rosemary's Mam, Helen, is a great listener. She often gets in touch with yourselves as well, I know.
That's right, yeah.
And a lovely family.
This message from Esther Fitzgerald says, tell John Esther's telly goes off at 8:30 on a Sunday night. To listen to John.
Does it really, break down?
Really, really love that program there. James was on, he said, great to hear the legend that is John O'Shea being interviewed, a real pro, but most importantly, one of life's gentlemen. And we really
we totally agree with that.
Marion Walsh, John O'Shea is brilliant, brilliant. And Lucy was on, says, big breakfast, blah, how you lovely this lovely morning. John O'Shea, he has to be one of the lovely voice. He never forgot anyone. Love Absolute Irish. Love to meet him someday. The voice, the man, love you loads. That's from Lucy, John. And so many other great wishes coming your way.
It's
as
John
well.
For
great
president.
To hear John this morning. What a gentleman. Love the show. Kay was on, a true gentleman. Love for everyone he meets. Makes so many people happy with the show. He is a legend. And she says, I must ring my sister, Mary Lou. She's your number one fan, John.
Mary Lou in Tramore, yeah. She is a regular, okay, and all her family. Kay in Dunmore and Tommy in Ballyduff. Look at, you get to know.
How can he do this? The man has no notes. He's got nothing here.
Do you remember that 50 quid I gave you a loan of there? That's some time back now. I met you one day at reception there.
I pay it back with interest.
Great to hear John this morning. What a gentleman. Love his show. And that from Barbara Dwyer saying hi's on that this morning. And someone else saying, we love you, John, from all the Kelly crew. My mam, Breed O'Brien, passed away 10 months ago. Love listening to John on a Sunday night. The day before she passed, she was delighted telling us about her requests on John's show. And there's an example
of
being in the backdrop of somebody's life.
Thank you very much to all those people. Isn't that lovely? Do you know what I mean? When people go to the trouble of texting in.
I tell you now, we could just do the rest of the show with a reaction to this. Brilliant interview with John, a pure gentleman. From two big fans. We're talking Helen and Tommy here. Love John and the show he played my mother and father's 40th wedding anniversary in the Glass Factory Centre. He's a true gentleman and as good as he ever was. Love from Liz Dooley on that this morning. So
thank you very much.
Beautiful.
And as I say, they just go on. John O'Shea, absolute gentleman, fantastic DJ, entertained all the customers in Powers Pub and Kilmacthomas for years at Caroline Casey, and fantastic tunes every night, and long may it last, is Richie on that this morning.
Lovely. I mean, you know, you'd be humbled by listening to all,
tsunami
to all that.
Tsunami of good wishes to you, John.
And they could keep going and will keep going. John, how do you feel? See, like, you're a very humble man. Like, I know you let a lot of it kind of brush off you and you stay yourself, but I know radio has changed so much. Oh, it's even changed since I came in like a wet weekend ago. But the core values of what radio is, that doesn't change.
Correct, absolutely. You know what I mean? Everything changes, you know, equipment-wise and what have you. And but look, radio basically is a one-to-one, isn't it? That's the way it is, you know what I mean?
Theatre of the mind, John.
You're thinking of one person out there, you know what I mean? You're talking to, you have to keep that image in your mind. And they become a collective unit. And if you keep thinking that way, I suppose, and just try to please all the time, but it does, you know what I mean? It's basic, it's, you know, you try and entertain. Mm. And as time goes on, things change. You come up with new ideas, different ways of doing things, and that keeps you going and it kind of keeps you renewed and you just keep at it and new ideas and you just go on.
You see the way he remains unaffected with his Dolce & Gabbana trousers and
his
Armani
Gucci shoes and
Gucci
the
shoes
gold jewellery and medallions.
Yeah, I love sovereigns, John.
He's the everyday man.
Yeah.
Well, sure, look at it. It's part of the job, isn't it?
John, country music, right? To me, I never would have been a country music person growing up, like ever. It's experienced a massive resurgence. I'm blaming you for some of this, right?
Thank you very much.
I know that you feel definitely from your listenership there is a younger audience getting involved with interest in younger in country music.
That's true, yeah, and I suppose kind of people like Nathan Carter and Mike Denver.
Well, it never went away, John.
No, it didn't. And look, if you go to some of the big shows and that, Nathan Carter, as I said, Mike Denver, Michael English, there's a lot of young people there, you know, there's people in their late teens, 20s, 30s, not a huge number, I'm not saying they're all there, but along with the older people as well. So yeah, you had that younger breed of country performer coming along, and I suppose they got the younger people out there to come along and enjoy the shows and the dances and what have you.
New breath of fresh air, says you.
That's it. And you know, Lisa McHugh, Cleona Hagen, they're all very talented people.
That's it.
And they're youngish, you know, so the younger people that come along identify with them now. And then you have the older breed as well, do you know what I mean? The ones that have been there for a long time, and they're still attracting crowds. People like Paddy O'Brien, Paddy from Capoquin, and, you know, Declan Nerney, Mick Flavin, Louise Morrissey, Trudy Lawler. They're still doing well too, so it's win-win.
John, just catching up on some of the messages. I know John a long time now. He was great friends with my late brother Martin Hart, who also worked in WLR for years. John was always a lovely person in every way, from Monica Powerhart in Ferrybanks in Hythe to you this morning.
Hello, Monica.
Peggy was on, says we all love listening to John's music. He was a great hit in the Murphy family in Lauderdale. Saying hi's on that this morning. And also Mary and Michael, we just love listening to all John's programmes. He was a real lifesaver during COVID in particular. So there's a ringing endorsement for you now.
A lot of familiar names there now, yeah. These are people like that have been listening to me probably from day one, a lot of them.
Yeah, but let me tell you, there's a whole new batch of
new listenership.
People coming in there as well.
Yeah. New names.
But listen, RSVP Magazine, front page, what's going on there now? How did this happen?
It happened actually back in April. The editor rang me one day and just said, would you do a piece with the magazine? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? And she said, we'll get somebody from the office to ring you in the next week or two. And
my people will talk to your people, one of those
exactly
conversations.
That's exactly it. Negotiations began at that stage. And a lovely girl called Blaheen rang me, and she just spoke to me for a quarter of an hour. Then they did it up, and it appeared in the magazine. And
lovely.
It's great.
Oh, fantastic.
We weren't expecting this, right? We didn't get any forewarning. We didn't get an email from John's people to say this.
Yeah.
And I looked at the screen of my phone. I thought, our John? Our John's on RSVP. He's our John, though. Get your hands off our John.
Exactly that. Lila Hennessy wants to thank John. We're very grateful to you, John. Enjoy your show so very much, this text says here as well. And Lisa Merrigan was on, and she says she's a regular listener to the show as well, and loves listening to you any opportunity that she gets. Morning, all. Tell John I will hear him later. Same time, same place, WLR. A gentleman. No name attached to that. Someone else just simply said, love John's voice. Love John. He's a great. Love his show, from Phil Sullivan. My late father, Matt Wall, someone else said, would like to give strict instructions. Don't ring after 8 p.m. on Sunday night. He'd be saying the rosary, and then John O'Shea. Don't ring when John is on, right?
That's a right combination. The rosary and John O'Shea.
All the Guyrie family, great to hear John. We've been listening to him since Dot. John and Aud were on. It was lovely to hear John. Such a great presenter and a lovely person. My late mother, Bridie, loved John and used to dance around the kitchen. And now I do the same. It's a great tradition, and we're very proud of there. And all the crew in Honeywell as well. Lizzie O'Brien back in the day. John, a gentleman, great neighbour, and especially for all the requests he mentions for the lads. Well, John, we have to park it there. But it's a pleasure having you in. And just as someone, as I said, that I met in my very early days and was really good to me and accommodating and a more helpful individual, you couldn't possibly meet. I genuinely mean that.
Yeah, my favourite is when you come in the mornings and John has been in over the weekend or he's been in the night before, now and again you'll find a handwritten note and you'll know straight away this is John O'Shea. And when I tell you, the writing is the most beautiful writing. You rarely get a handwritten note anymore. I think, John's been here. Hi, John.
Yeah, I suppose I used to do writing for the local papers as well at one stage, the News and Star and the Monster Express and that. And I always enjoyed writing, actually. And people always comment on the scribble.
There you go.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. John, I'm going to ask you one last question. Now, both of you are going to give out to me, but I've always wanted to know this. John, you're possibly the most loved man in the county. And I say this knowing I'm sitting across from Ollie. I know it's a fight between the two of you.
I don't know.
No way.
John, tell me, over the years, from day dot until now, have you received Valentine's cards from listeners?
One or two along the way. One or two. It's great. It's all part of it too, isn't it?
I've seen him with a very squeaky wheelbarrow coming through the broadcast centre there. In
carrying his haul from on post.
Second week in February. Yes, yeah.
It's nice to be loved.
Yeah.
It is lovely to be loved. Yeah. Hang on now, have you received any cards, Ollie?
Oh, God, yeah.
Hang on now, I haven't got any. Yes, I'm here 3 years. I haven't got any yet.
Yeah. No, I have to say people have been very good over the years.
My mother will send me one.
you've got plenty of your time.
John, listen, thank you so very much for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate it. And sure, look, we love you loads. And
we do, John.
Ollie and Diffna, thank you very much for the invite, and a pleasure to meet the two of you at any time of the day or night. And
thank you so much for the goodies.
No problem. I'll have a bit of chocolate later.
Well, I tell you, you've set the bar.
Sorry, I've eaten it.
You've set the bar now for future guests.
Well, listen, enjoy it, and look forward to chatting to you again in the days ahead.
Great.
Thanks,
stuff.
John.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Thank you both.